We are feeling some optimism going into this particular weekend. But what about the next time? Are there lessons to be learned? What can we move into another fire emergency? How can we move into it better armed than we have been so far? That's what we're going to talk about in the last segment today. Bailey Farron is here. She is the CEO and co-founder of Perimeter. And we're talking about fire mapping. And Bailey, good to have you with us.
Ty, it's so good to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, very excited to hear more about Perimeter. How did you come up with this idea, and tell us exactly what it is?
Yeah, so Perimeter is a real-time dynamic mapping platform. And we built it so that first responders and citizens who need to respond to events like wildfires can have the information that they need to make good decisions. And the inspiration for Perimeter came after my family had to evacuate during the Tubbs fire. During that incident, we had no information about where to go or how to get there. And at first I thought that, oh, well, first responders must have all the information they need to make decisions. They just didn't have an interface to get that information to citizens like me. But with my dad being a firefighter and my mom being a paramedic, I was able to kind of investigate that assumption, and I learned that it was completely incorrect, and that first responders oftentimes don't have a lot of the tools that they need to have information that could make a huge difference for their ability to contain these incidents very quickly.
And that is so important, especially we know that that's true about firefighters, especially working in very remote conditions. Certainly that was the case with the Wallbridge fire and continuing on to the Glass fire. And so, you know, actually being able to refer to a real-time map about where the fire is located and the resources are located, I can't imagine how valuable that would be. But let's talk about the constituents, the citizens, and us trying to get out of our homes, because we do need a workable something to refer to. But so many people were just so confused by the whole zone system thing that it held us up. So how can this help citizens?
Yeah, so one thing that my family experienced again this year when we were evacuating from the Lightning Complex fires is that when we get an evacuation notification, oftentimes it's strictly text-based.
Yeah.
And so we'll be given orders to evacuate if we're north of this road, south of this road, west or east of this. And figuring out if you are within that kind of evacuation zone or within that evacuation polygon can be really confusing.
Indeed.
And then knowing which way is the safe route to take is also confusing during one of these events. And so for us, what is really imperative for our product is that we can show people where they are with proximity to these evacuation routes, and let them know, you know, if they are in the zone, where they need to go, and importantly, how to get there. And if they don't have a destination already in mind, we need to make sure that we can show people where temporary refuge areas are. In case it's already getting close to
we know how important that information is. Bailey, is this something that we can look at on our phones and that it would be updated in real time?
Yes, it will be. Right now, we're still beta testing with some public safety agencies in California, but our goal is that for next fire season, citizens and first responders will be able to either download an app or go to a web link to be able to see this live information.
This is fantastic. I love the idea of it because it needs to be far simpler for the public to understand where they are, where the fire is, and how they get around it in real time. And Bailey, so where do you stand with Perimeter in terms of the funding needed and the progress made?
Yeah, absolutely. So we are currently raising our seed round right now. And in terms of progress, we've been beta testing now for two fire seasons, actually. We started beta testing on a Kincaid fire. This is something that, you know, for us, this isn't a typical software company, right? The information that we're working with and the data that we're collecting and sharing is very high stakes. And so we have to make sure that we've really built the right product and that we're able to get a lot of, you know, really candid feedback from the first responders that we're working with so that we can make sure that we provide as much value as possible. So what we're doing now is you know, again, we're testing the product, and we plan to do that throughout the off season, so that by fire season, we really can provide a tremendous amount of value to the community.
So you hope to be in good working order by 2021's fire season, right?
Yes.
Well, it would be a welcome thing, anything that would make this process easier. And I would think that the fire officials and authorities would be behind this effort as well, are they?
Yeah, well, there are certainly quite a few chiefs and organizations that we've worked with in the past that have been absolutely incredible. Chad Costa is someone who we've been really inspired by. He's the battalion chief of technology for Petaluma Fire. He worked with my dad for 22 years when my dad was there. And he has been just so impactful, and so have, you know, many other chiefs that we've worked with in the past who have helped us, you know, just by giving us pointers of, hey, here are the needs, and here's our workflow. Here are the ways that we currently get information so that, you know, we know exactly how to integrate with their current processes, as opposed to building something that, you know, is kind of another toy they have to use. Instead, we really want to integrate with how they currently operate.
And this began as a research project at UC Berkeley?
Yes, it did. So when I started it after the 2017 Tubbs fire, I definitely did not expect to be starting a company. I just wanted to learn, why did we have zero information? Why was this, you know, seemingly such a disaster? And when the Camp Fire happened 1 year later, what I learned is, you know, after all the research that I've done with my co-founder, Noah Wu, what we realized is this is something we had to build right now, because these fires are going to continue. They're going to get worse, and people need this information. And so for both of us, it became absolutely imperative that we did everything we could to help our community.
Easy access and clarity. At least I can speak from a citizen standpoint. Those are two things that we do need to make progress on. And if this perimeter program works as easily as you say it does, it would be a welcome addition to our firefighting and safety of the community tools.
Absolutely. That's our goal.
All right. So this will be an app that we can have access to once you're finished with the research part of this?
Yes, an app and a website.
App and a website. Very good. And of course, that brings up the question of, what if we're in a situation like we were in 2017 when we had limited access to things like the internet and even our cell phones?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question, and something that gets brought up a lot with the first responders that we work with, because connectivity oftentimes is a huge issue, and it's very intermittent during these big incidents. So for us, what we've learned is that it's essential that our product is constantly and automatically saving information locally to your actual device, so that even if you don't have connectivity in the moment, your app would have automatically downloaded the information that was most relevant as recently as you've had connectivity, mm-hmm. so that even if you don't have the most real-time information, you can still see where you are in relation to, you know, incident information that has been saved previously.
Well, I'm glad you're thinking about all of these possibilities. It is something that sounds, Bailey, like a great additional tool for us to use. And I really want to keep updated on your progress with Perimeter.
Thank you so much.
And Bailey Farron, you have heard her mom, Sue Farron, who began First Responders Resiliency Incorporated. You've heard her several times on the air. Clearly, you've got the first responder blood going.
Yes, I think so. I think growing up in a household with two first responder parents, serving the community and being aware of, you know, situational awareness was definitely something that was part of our lives, I think, as soon as we could recognize it as such.
Well, let's talk again about just after the first of the year, Bailey, and see where you stand with Perimeter.
That would be great. Thank you so much, Pat.
Very good. That is CEO and co-founder Bailey Farron of Perimeter. And yeah, couldn't we all use easier maps to read, easier directions, how to get out and where the fire is, and all of those tools both used by firefighters on one side and by citizens on the other.